Say, let's learn. All the roads of Sfiras HaEmor, of where we are in the year and where we are in history, are leading us to this Midah of Yesod that we're learning about. And last week, we were talking about the definition of Hatzlacha and the strengthening of that Yesod upon which the entire building is to be built. Let's continue to learn the Maimer that we have. It should be on your phones. You have it from last week. On page Nun Tes, where it says, Gimel, Yesod, Hashpar Raka Yideis Kashvus. You see it?
Yeah.
Good. I want to thank also the Rachmani family, Rabin, Dachino Avinoam, the Shiurim, and also the Parnas of the Month, Penny Schwartz, the Schwartz family, Zecha Nishmas, Rachel Gittel, Bas of Naftali, the Nisham Shavan Aliyah, Shavanli Simcha Nachis, and Brocha. Ach gedele hoven in yin p'ulas midas zu. V'yesa say, si yesh l'haktam ad kama hakdamas. Where it says, b'lo his kashus l'yafik mu'uma m'midaysa. Now you all know that the midah of Yesod is his kashus. His kashus. The reason that men have tremendous, in general, slavery is different, but in general, if we compare men and women, if you would ask, in general, who are the better communicators, I think we would all agree that, in general, women are better communicators. And a lot of the aggravation that the girls have is that getting their guys to talk. Same thing with our sons. The girls would try to get them to stop talking, and the guys to get them to talk. Tell me what's on your mind. What are you feeling? What are you thinking? The guys... A word here, a syllable there. It's not easy. But the truth of the matter is that the midah of his kashrus, of Yesod, which is very deeply, deeply tied in, of course, to all that we're learning, which is Yosef HaTzadik, that midah is much more connected to the male than to the female. Which is why, as you all know, the dafkin, that inyan that Hashem created within you to bring you to greatness, that's your biggest challenge. So dafkin, the midah of Yesod, which is a male, Yesod is everything, everywhere, but it's primarily a male trait, as opposed to malchus, the dafkin, when it comes to this inyan of iskashus, bris, same thing with bris, connectedness, iskashus, communicating, that Davka, the men have the greatest challenge of this because it's their greatest kayach. And in that area that you have the biggest kayach, this is where you're going to have the biggest challenges and struggles. So let's learn. One of the confusing things when it comes to understanding, thank you, James, I'm so busy. One of the confusing things about Yesod is what exactly is the midah itself? Chesed, you understand, Gvur, it gets a little bit more complicated. Teferis, we're finishing now, and in time. What is Yesod? So the truth is that when you learn this from, you see that Yesod is ein a midah la'atzma. It's not a midah la'atzma unto its own. In la koch utchuna atzmas. We were learning until now, Chesed, Gvur, Teferis. Each one has a certain, you could study about it and learn about it. What is that midah? What does it mean? What is the midah of Chesed, of loving kindness and Gvur, strength and so on, Teferis? What are each has its own personality, its own identity. But when you learn about Yesod, it's different. Chesed, Yesh L'tchuna Shel Ahava. Chesed has this quality of love. Gvura yesh la tchuna shel yira, a fear, v'chein hol. Midas ha-yesod, ein la tchuna miyuchedes u'mesuyemes ha-sheyeches la. The fascinating thing about Yesod is that Yesod doesn't have a particular characteristic. A tchuna miyuchedes u'mesuyemes ha-sheyeches la. Yesod doesn't have that. Ela kol enyana hi hiskashis. The whole inyan of Yesod is... making shidduchim, his kashas, connecting, binding, joining things together. The transition from generation, one generation, to the next generation, meaning having kids, takes place with the Midah of Yesod, connecting the Ovis and the Banim, connecting a husband and wife, connecting Reuven and Shimon, friends, our connections to our parents, the Nin of Parnasa, which means Parnasa, to be Mefarnes, means a connection between the Chevtze and the Gafa, a person and the world, heaven and earth. The Midah of Tzadik, of Yesod, is completely about making connections, Shaduchim. Yesod is Shadchim. It's the Midah of connecting, of Chibur, of Keshe. Parnasa is a Chibur, it's a Keshe. To be Makash, to be Machaber person to his, to the source of his existence. Yosef HaTzadik is taking care of the whole world. He's feeding the whole world. Yosef HaTzadik is also bringing about a reconciliation in the family. He was thrown out. In the beginning, when he was young, he had big nisyonis in this Inyan of Yesod, which is why he was causing trouble with his brothers. Lamaisa, they were in Yonim with his brothers. He had to be masak in these things. He had an issue with the wife of Potiphera. It's all about connections, about Shaduchim. Midas Yesod, Ein la tchunim yuchedes misuyem sa sheyachas la. Ela kol in yana hi hiskashas. Therefore, bris is not only that part of the body, the bris mila, bris is also bris haloshen. Bris haloshen, speech, speaking, communicating, connecting. So the job of Yesod is to make a reconciliation between Chesed and Gvura and Tiferes, and that's a Chayit. It's the Yesod is to bring these Midas, the Spheres, to bring them to work together in a healthy way.
Yesod wa makasher es achochma bina v'das asher hiskil v'haven.
So, through Yesod, the person joins together the Chochma, the Bina, the Das, what he understands and how to bring these things together, and to translate these thoughts, and then subsequently these emotions, how to translate them into reality.
So a person
has many thoughts and he has many emotions. To get these thoughts and emotions to communicate with each other and to work together, like somebody who's running a company, and to have all of the chevra that work in the company. You have one guy in the company is an ish chesed, and the other one is an ish gvur, and this lady is tferes, and this guy is netzach. To be able to bring together, for the boss, to be able to bring together the chesed guy, the gvura guy, and to bring all of the workers together to make a successful company that is focused on what they have to do in this company, whatever they're doing, they're making toothpaste or something, but to get them all to work together to bring out that product, the boss has to be able to bring together chesed, gvur. If you're a parent and you have multiple, you're zoichet to have children in the house, even though they have the same parents, this kid is a chesed, this kid is a gvur, this kid is a tferes, and that's how, right? Each kid is different. This one's chochma, this one's more bina, this one's, each kid is different. And the parents and the managers, and then first they with each other, they're having all kinds of inyanim, but then with the kids, this is the company. And how do I get my chevra over here to work together towards what we want to accomplish in this world? That it will be good for each of them, and that we will be able as a family to produce. Same thing with a corporation, with a company, with a family. This is the Inyan of Yesod. You have a person that's managing a team. The guy is managing a baseball team, or is managing a football, basketball team, whatever. He's managing a team.
So it's a very, very hard union. The job of the manager, what's the job of the manager? Could be this guy. The guy could be never picked up a ball in his life. Even though they tried to hire guys that did play ball. It's two different jobs. Most of them are not qualified. But the union of a manager is to be able to make these shidduchim, to manage. I got this guy is the first base, this is the second base. This one's chesed, this one's gvur, this one's the first, this is chayt. In Olam Hazeh and Yonim, that's what each one is. Each position, by the way, you can coordinate the positions according to the series also on the team. That does work out, at least by baseball. It does work out. With the other ones, it's not so pashut. But by baseball, it's relatively easy to figure out each of the spheres, each of the positions. But don't waste your time doing that. I spent a night once working on that, and I regret it. But it does work out. It does work out. The numbers, you have to. How does it work with the numbers? It works out. It works out. But don't do it. If I ever want to write some Purim Torah, this will be my Purim. Some good Purim Torah. But the manager has to do that. The manager has to do that. You know, to take the catcher and the pitcher and the first base and second base, shortstop, third base and outfield, and how to work that out. And it should come to Malchus of the team. So the manager has to be great in the midah of Yisod. Of Yisod. Of course, I mean, it's a mashal in this world, but it's also true. It's the inyan of Yisod, of managing, of understanding each of the koiches, each ball player, what his koich is, what this guy's koich is, not trying to get him to do something that he's not good at, to bring out in him his koiches. This guy is good at this, to bring out these koiches, and then it's not enough to bring out each one's koiches, but to have these guys work as a team together, that's Yisod. Everybody to work as a team together. So that we can win. We can win and we can make a lot of money. That's their goal, to win and to make money. So that's managing the team, is the need of Yisod. Hu am kashas a khokh bin vadas as heskel ve hevenes as shetzar ve nachen lasas ve samides a khasa gvut ves nes khode she paul believe bin yitzar atmes kashim kulam yachtav. Now all of these different kashas come together. Like the manager that gets all these ball players. They all show up spring training and he's got this whole khaver. He has to understand each one of the players, each one of their kashas and how to make them work together as a team. To carry out the objective, the goal. And this is the inyan of Yisod, which is the mashpia, the koach of hashpa. That's how hashpa takes place. Shehi ketolda tolada shel midas hiskashus. Through communication and management, one can be mashpia. That's how you build a building. That's how you build a company. That's how you build a family. That's how you build a school. It's also a very interesting thing that oftentimes in education, the star teacher will be promoted to being a principal, right? Oftentimes it's a huge mistake. It's chaval to lose such a teacher, and it's chaval to create such a monster of a principal. And it happens very, very often. There's two completely different kinds. Two completely different kinds. I know a fantastic teacher, a woman, a fantastic teacher. She's changing the kids' lives. The girls, they're crazy about her. And everybody wants her to be a principal. And I keep on telling you, don't do it. The problem is that the yeshivas want to be able to pay her more money because they want to keep her, right? So the bigger money is going to be in administration than teaching because they can't get the board to give a lot of money to the teacher. So you want to promote her to being a principal. She would be a terrible principal. That's not her strength at all. That's not her strength. Her strength is as a teacher. And the balabatim in the school are wonderful people, but they're money people, you understand? Sometimes you have people on a board that they think they're educators. Also, big problem. When people with money become educators, it's a big problem. The educators are educators, the people with money should just be paying them. Now, since they have the money, there's an old Yiddish expression, they have a sort of meyer hat a deyer, you understand? The one who has the 100 has the meyer has also a deyer. But who made you into Reish Kol B'nei HaGoyla? Like, who made you into an educator? Like, what do you know about chinuch? So you take somebody that's great in chinuch, was a great educator, and all of a sudden you put him into the position of being a principal. So you say, well, you know what, it's the same thing, isn't it? You know, now you're managing, you know, 400 parents, and you've been great at managing 23 little girls. It's two different inyan. Two different inyan. It is a koach of hashpah, but you have to be very, very careful to ruin good teachers and destroy them by promoting them. You're trying to help them, you want to promote them. And you have to be careful. To be careful. Because the inyan of yisod is to know your strength, your team, and to have everybody work at what they're good at, and to work together. That's the midah of yisod. Otherwise, it's pagam habris. It's a b'chin of pagam habris. That's exactly what happens with pagam habris. My guys are doing that. This is all going to lead up to the end of this mimer. How this plays out when it comes to their bodies. When there's a lack of awareness and understanding in the midah of yisod, how that plays out in pagam habris. But all pagamim in management and communication are b'china of pagam habris. It's a b'china of pagam habris. I'm sorry? Well, we want to give the teacher more money. Yeah. I would try to keep that teacher in the classroom and to get some private donations on the side. And I've actually tried to do that with a few teachers over the years. There are a couple of teachers that some of you don't realize that you've helped. Thank you. Some teachers that are out there that are star teachers, that the school wants to keep them, and these teachers are looking to, they have to make chasnas. They've been teaching in the school. They're already teaching for 15, 20 years. It's time for them to make chasnas. They don't have money from a teacher's salary. They're not going to be able to make a chasna. What do we do with these people? So we're going to lose them, God forbid. They're going to go off and get some other job. We're going to lose them. So the natural thing is, let's get them into the administration. Tragedy. Not always. Sometimes it's great. I'm not saying always, but it has all of the makings of a tragedy. Most of these people do not belong in administration. They don't belong. Even though they understand education, they don't belong in administration. They belong in the classroom. They're star teachers. And they belong with the kids. They're great with kids. That's their kirk. That's their talent. What are you putting all of a sudden with a bunch of balabatim? What are you going to do with them? You have to be very careful with that. So if there are ways to try to get them grants, which Baruch Hashem, there are people that are doing that, that they're trying to get, you know, these different wealthy Jews to give grants and to promote good teachers and to give them gifts and so on. That's how Jews have survived Gullus. It's called bribery. That's the main way we survive Gullus, by shtupping. You know what I mean? You shtup. Bonuses, that's the way to keep people at their jobs. We have to find outside resources. That's, you know, they use all kinds of fancy lashonis nowadays, you know. We have to circle back to some special resource, potential resource, which means I gotta stoop, I gotta milk a guy for some money, that's all. I mean, forget, funding. Huh? Targeted funding, right? Yeah, targeted funding. My son Ushi once gave me like 20 of these lashonis. That he was telling me, these are the words you have to use in the business world. You use all these lashonis. So notzah hashpah she could talad or some midas is kashrus. Achas she'over chachma bina v'das v'kisher atzmo tovim kol midos. Once a person who has strong in self awareness, without realizing it, that person of great self awareness is making shidduchah between in himself, chachma bina. Das, chesed, gvura, like we've been talking about all along. He knows when to be lenient with his kid, when to be easy with the kid, and he knows when to say to the kid, not now, honey, no. So he's always making these, he's always managing within himself. He's got in himself, he's got a team. Right? He's got chachma bina das, chesed, gvura, tiferes, this is first baseman, this is catcher, this is pitcher. He's got a whole team inside of his head. And inside of his heart, each one of us has a whole team. So to begin with, the training to become a great parent is to be a great person. Now most of us messed up with that growing up. But to be a great person means to manage your own internal team. To be a person of tremendous self-knowledge and self-awareness. And to know within yourself how to use your koiches within yourself. And then to move on to helping other people and working with your own kids or with your students or with your team or with your company. That's the healthy mahalach. But what often happens is you get a person that's totally lost as far as himself is concerned or herself, and then you throw them into a position where they're managing other people, families, students, workers, and the person has himself, his whole team is a mess. Inside his head and his heart is a total mess, and then you put him into a house and they say, "Here, God bless you with 7 children, good luck." Well, those kids, you know, it's bad. The one who's supposed to be playing center field is pitching. It's bad. It's bad. You're in the wrong position. It's bad. So the ideal mahalach is to work out first. By the time you get under the chuppah, you have the team inside of yourself, up and running, good inside yourself. That's so strong. Malchus now to go out into the world, but you have your own team working and running in a healthy way before you start to be a Baal Hashpah, that you're already changing other people's lives. If you're not managing your own team, the likelihood is that you're just going to mess up more people. So it's very, very hard. You have to manage your own team. Liatzer Tetzos Lamais, in order to bring about positive results. Lamais. Achmi Shiesh Lo Chesed Ogvura B'yachad Elishachos Lamidas Yisot. So what happens if you have a person? A person has chesed and gvura, but what's missing is the midah of yisod. That's what's happening to a large extent in our generation, and that's why there's so many kilkulim in this inyan of sexuality and in pgam habris, where there's a tremendous amount of chesed. It's the nicest guy in the world. Or there's a tremendous amount of gvura. A person has tremendous strength, tremendous kaiches. But one thing is missing, which is yisod. So when that happens, now shechosel amidas yisod. Next page is page samach. Hare ein lo hiskashus lemidosov. There's a terrible disconnect. You know, if you looked in the parashas yesterday, these are hard parashas, right? These are probably the hardest parashas in the Torah. The Zvi Mitzvah are probably the hardest parashas because what's going on? We're told that here we're given these parashas, and we're told this has nothing to do with Metzias at all. Of course, but when you learn the Pnimius of Tazim Mitzvah, it's very, very, very much connected. These are parashas that are all about Yisod. All about Yisod. And it's interesting, because one of the key words that keeps on popping up in Tazim Mitzvah, in the Sugi of Mitzvah, is Netek. Yesterday's parasha, Netek. Tzeras means disconnect. When something is natuk, minutak, it means it's disconnected. That's the inyan of tzaraz, netek tzarua. When something is lacking in the midah of yisod, it's minutak. It's disconnected. You have a fantastic machine. The only problem is it's not plugged in. It's not plugged in. It's minutak. And if it's minutak, zabatisht. You understand? What's it going to do? It's not connected. So you could have a person that's an ish chesed. An ish chesed. Aval hu minutak. He's disconnected. You see a kid that has all the kaychs to be the biggest tzaddik, and he sits in shul and he can't daven a word. Hu minutak. He's detached. He's disconnected. So everything, he's got a lot of kaiches, beautiful boy, everything is great, but he's not plugged in. He's not plugged in. And if it's not plugged in, it doesn't work. Yisod is being plugged in. So if it's not plugged in, it's not going to work. He's got all of these wonderful traits. Not only is it not going to work, it could cause all kinds of kilkulim. It could cause a lot of problems. Ein lo hiskashos lemidosov. V'hayu kemi she'ein lo devek lachzik hadvar. It's like you don't have the glue to hold things together. So you have all good ingredients, but nothing is sticking. So what happens is that, you know, summer camp is a fantastic thing. But the problem is that every Rebbe knows that when the kids come back after the summer, to one degree or another, it's like Aleph.
I mean, the kid's learning his whole life, but when he comes back after the summer, then you have to start again. Aleph, Beis. Is it Beis? No. Never saw it in my life. What do you mean? You spent the last 10 years doing this. Everything starts again. Something happens. There's a netek, a menutak. There are others for whom things continue. You have a kid that, if you take him out of his environment, completely menutak. Another kid will thrive. He has a system that's up and running inside, and he's plugged in. Another kid, the second he's away from his mommy and daddy, the second he's away from his friends, he's finished. If he's not familiar, not just by little kids, could be adults, also people. The same struggles, just as more sophisticated, but it's the same. You see in every shul, in every tzibur, in every community, there are people that they're not connecting to other people, they're more to themselves, they're afraid to be, you know. Like I always talk about the guys in the shul, they're all in the back, or they're in the Ezra's Nashim, you know, someplace. It's what, you know, that interesting Indian. All the women right away, when there's a shir, they sit right up in front and they've all got their notes in their head. And the guys are like coming in late and like trying to find a seat in the back. Or the most interesting thing is, like I was last week, there were a lot of chasnas, Baruch Hashem. Things are starting again. There's the chasna. Okay, it was New Jersey. New Jersey is certain, there are differences in New Jersey, but what happened over there was that they're like, in every row, there are like 20 empty seats, and you have the guys that stand against the wall. You know that? You know what I'm talking about? The guys that always stand against the wall. It's like, fuck, Hashem. It's an interesting thing. I don't know if it was ever studied. I don't know if it's uniquely a Jewish thing. I'm not sure what it is. But the fear of commitment. I'm not asking you to marry any of the girls. Just sit down. You're making me nervous. And, you know, the photographers can't do anything because these guys are all over the place. And if somebody gets called up, they trip over these guys. The guy's by the wall. It's a certain Indian by guys. Not to connect. And I'm not saying all those people have problems, you understand? It's not talking about something crazy. But there's an Indian of why is it that men have this much more than girls? Girls won't sit down because there's no more seats. But girls are not going to stand up against the wall in an empty auditorium. But guys will. Just like somebody showed me, I mentioned to you a few months ago, somebody showed me a picture that there were a bunch of yeshivas that were giving, there was a special keenness of some sort. And there were all these Rosh Hashivas that were speaking, and somebody couldn't help us. They were taking pictures, so it was not full. The auditorium wasn't full. So the picture was of these venerable Rosh Hashivas sitting in the front by a dais with one real long white beard talking at the microphone. And there were around 100 men, and there were 6 or 7 empty rows in the front, and all the men were in the back. Empty rows in the front. You could, Mamish, write a whole study on that. Like, what is that? What is that? And when I started teaching years ago, when I started giving shiur to the place, so I would say, you know, come on, you know, why don't you sit down there? The guys would, come on, why don't you sit down? Also by minyan, by a drasha, the guys by the wall, the guys in the back. You know what I'm talking about? It's an interesting inyan. It's a little stump. It's an interesting Indian. What is that? There's something minutak. Devek. Chesed devek. Something is missing. Now, if you speak to the guy's wife, it could be that at home he stands against the wall. Could be. Kids are this. Kids are running around. The whole place is going crazy. Eifu. He's with his cell phone standing by the wall. Or watching the band. You know the guy that watched the ones that watch the band. It's also a certain tipus of a Jew, you know what I'm talking about. The ones that watch the band. Just like in case something goes wrong, they're going to fill in or something, they watch the band. There's a certain tipus of a Yid. Each of these things is connected to the Sirius, the Midas, where it's coming from. Ain lo devek lahachzik dvar. Ain lo devek. Glue.
כמו מי שאסף לעצמו כמה דברים שרוצה לעשות מהם ביחד, דבר מסוים. Let me know when it's time, because I don't have my watch, all right? Just keep me up to date. כמו מי שאוסף לעצמו כמה דברים שרוצה לעשות מהם ביחד, דבר מסוים.
He's describing what happens when Yesod is missing. So you have a person that sets out, he wants to do a lot of things. Like it's Matzim Kippur, right? It's Issu Chag's after Simchas Torah. It's a new year. And this guy is mamish excited. He's got all the different svarim that he's going to finish that year, right, on the table. And he's got everything worked out, his seder worked out for the year. How he's going to, which minyan he's going to, where he's going to learn, what he's going to learn. And he's all excited, right? He went to the big sperm sale, and he got himself everything worked out, what he's going to do this year. And he's got a lot of, people are missing Yesod, they always have a lot of stuff to do. Always a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. But the problem is like this. He wanted to do with all of these things. He wanted all the stuff. He wanted to accomplish something. But if he doesn't bind all of these things together into an actual schedule that's realistic and something that he's actually going to be able to stick to, because it's all connected to Seder, then it's not going to have a kiyum. It'll be another year where he looks, the next Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he looks back and says, like, Makara, what happened? I had such fantastic plans. I had such a great team. I had this whole team lined up. I had the all-star team of all time of what I was going to accomplish this year, and how come my team lost? And as I lost, it didn't work out. I didn't have the year. I did not have that year that I should have had. I have an all-star lineup. I got the Daf Yomi. I got the Mishnah Yomi. I got the Lochim. I got the Rambam Yomi. I got the Tanya Yomi. I got the Sefer Mrs. Yomi. I got the Yomi Yomi. Whatever it is, I got everything. I got all lined up. My year, this is going to be the year of all the years. And I'm going to be the best father. I'm going to be the best husband. The best grandfather. The best son. And everything is lined up. My mission, how and what and where. And then you look back and it's a Nachayah. Another year. What's missing is devek, the glue. Minutak. Things are not connected. Towards that machavaso ba'olamo that I was talking about yesterday. Machavaso ba'olamo. What's the tachlis? What's my goal? What am I trying to accomplish? Any manager of a team, any manager of a company, the first thing that they talk about is, what are we trying to accomplish here? What's our goal? Right? The Hanhala of the Shul for years has been trying to get me to answer that question. Rabbi, what's your goal? What do you want to accomplish? And I start fumbling. I want people that want to learn. But a manager, Yesod means, what is it that we want to accomplish? La'an anachnu halchim. Where do we want to go? What is it we want to do? Is to be able to get your team together, get the players together, to work with each other towards that common goal. And if you have each one of the workers, this one has his Indian, she has her Indian, and it's Hefka, and you're not going to get that accomplished. So that's what happens. We look back on the last year, and we had a fantastic team lined up, but the manager was out to lunch. And it didn't work out. It just didn't work out. And that ends up being a nega. It ends up being a sickness, a disease. The opposite of that is oneg. Because oneg means when everything is working together. That's the biggest oneg in the world, the deepest pleasure. The Sefer Yetzirah says that the lowest thing is nega and the highest thing is oneg. Right? Oneg and nega, the same letters, but they're mamish opposites. Nega means natuk, when everything is detached. Oneg means, like in Gan Eden, oneg means when everything is attached. Akedekach, that one even has oneg Shabbos, that even eating Even eating that which is so physical and distant from Ruchnius is all part of the same program of what? Shabbos, Dveikus Bashem. Roza de Echad. Shabbos, Roza de Echad. Shabbos. Even eating is mechubar. Even eating brings you closer to God. That's the biggest oneg. It's an interesting thing. We don't call, if someone says we're having an oneg Shabbos, so the natural thing to say is, what's going to be there? Meaning, you want to know there's going to be some good Torah? Yeah. And is there going to be some guys that know how to sing a niggin? Yeah. But is there going to be something to eat? No. That's not an oneg Shabbos. Don't tell me you're just going to have some smart guy singing. What about food? Because the Indian, and the person is right. There should be food by an oneg Shabbos. Because that aliyah of Shabbos, of Rosh HaDe'echad, means that everything is mechubar to Kedusha, including eating. That itself becomes an act of holiness, the suddus of Shabbos. There's nothing higher than oneg. Because when there's oneg, the team is just working together. Everything is working together. Eating, sleeping. If you ask a manager of a ball team, probably one of the hardest things they have to do is, how do you take these mutations and make them go to sleep and eat normal, right? How do you take these people that are not regular human beings? You don't become a professional ball player because you're studious, you understand? Maybe they were okay, maybe, you know. I think Bill Bradley was, you know, maybe it happens every now and then. You never heard of Bill Bradley? Seriously? Okay. I know I'm outdated, but I thought maybe. Okay, so he was like a student, but most of them are not, like, they didn't get there because they're masmidim, you understand? So how do you get these people to go to sleep and to eat regular, to function in a normal way and so on? All of the kaychus of a person. Therefore, the highest oneg is when you can make that happen. That's eating also. It's the highest oneg.
Dehem yispazu l'chaleiv.
The kaychus within oneself. Mefuzu mefarid ben ha'amim is, you know, the Sram tells us, means not just that the Jews are separated 127 kingdoms, provinces, it means in yourself you got 127 things going on at the same time. You got all different things going on at the same time. And that's why now especially you see also that, you know, the guy that's got four cell phones and he's got, like, at the same time going on five emails and three this, and he's got all stuff. It plays into that dispersed personality in the worst way. Because with all of the communication, as we've spoken about so much, the yisod is the biggest kilkulam are in yisod. The biggest kilkul is that you're constantly moving from one thing to another. It used to be that when you're on the phone, you could only talk to one person at a time. And anybody else that tried to call you got the busy signal. Right? You remember that? A busy signal. Ani tafus. Ani lo panui. I'm busy. I'm talking to somebody. And you know, sometimes, so I'm with my mother on the phone, I'm talking to my mother, and it's coming up, this thing on my phone. So and sometimes it's a serious inyan, but I can't tell my mother, Ma, could you hold on for a second? Abba Hashem, I never did that. I can't tell her. I try to rush the call because I have to get to this, so I'll try to rush with my mother a little bit. But in the past, when you talk to your mom, nobody else is bothering you. You can talk to your mom. Now I'm talking to my mother, and it says, this one, Beryl, Shmeryl, Sarah, Chai, you know, and this is, who knows what's going on. I got this one's lifting a knife up to his wife or something. And I'm looking at, and my mom is saying, so what's with Chumi? How's it going with Suri? And I'm looking at the stuff showing up on my phone. And I'm not with my mom anymore, because I'm ready in five different places. And it used to be that I could talk to my mother. And she had me 1,000%, and I'm all over the place. It's a kilkul in yisod, and it's the same inyan what's going on with Pagam HaBris. It's the same inyan. It means a guy is in 10 places at the same time. That's why Shechiv Zer Levatal. All over the place. Achor. It's the same inyan. Minutak. I'm talking to my mother, but I'm not connected to her. Then you talk... Call someplace, and I'm sure this happens to you. You have to call, like, an office, and you say, yeah, hi, this, can you hold on? I didn't even say who I am. I just want to say, they don't let you, right?
And you sit down the thing, they start to play some niggun or something, and you don't know for how long. And then she says, then the girl gets back on. She says, yes. And I say, oh, so I just, and they say, excuse me for a minute. And then again, another niggun. No, like, she's, you can't talk to anybody. There's no, it's all kilkulim in yisod. Bechal, with the machines having going on, and then she's on 10 different calls and keep holding on and this and that and calling and holding. And you can't talk to a person in a way that's mechubar, to be mechubar, to be connected. It's the same thing. Nobody wants to stay. Nobody wants to have a mokum kavua, a seder kavua. This one davens over here. Shachar davens mechi here. Goes to Maariv there. Because this one's all over the place. Mamish, a million places. Lo mechubar. He doesn't want to be mechubar. He doesn't want to be mekusha. He's unsettled. He can't connect to one place, to a friend, to a mother, to a brother. He can't connect. He's constantly minnutak. And netek is a lashon of a nega. It's a nega tzaraz. It's a nega tzaraz of our generation. This is the leprosy. Leprosy is not even what it means. But it's the machla of ikvus of the Mashiach, of being minnutak. So for those people who think that those parashis yes, last week of Tazim have nothing to do with me, totally wrong. They're on the walls, they're on the clothing, it's all over the place. It's all over the place. The tzaraz, the goyim are all over the place. The generations are nagua, minutak, our generation. And the father, spends his whole time with three phones going up and down, and he doesn't know why his kid can't sit in front of a gemara for an hour, or his kid can't come and sit in shul for 15 minutes. How come my kid doesn't want to come to shul? What do you mean? You know, the kid's watching you. You're his rabbi. You're completely minutak. The kid's watching you. When his mother's talking to you, you're on a call. You don't even have his mother's attention for 15 minutes. The kid watches. He understands. My father's lo mechubar. Lo mechubar. He's not mekusha. There's no kashmas. This is the inyan of Pgam HaBris. It's the kilkul of Yisoid. Kid has everything going for him. He's got a nice house, got nice parents. Everything is nice. He's got what he needs. He has food. He's got money. He's got everything nice. It's lo holech. Shalom mechubar. Hiskashus. But the Balsam HaKadosh, the Chassidim, they made a big inyan of being mekusha to a tzaddik. You understand what that is? Hiskashus to a tzaddik. Most of the boys nowadays, they don't have a rabbi. They have rebbeim, who are great people. But to have a rabbi, to be mekusha, that there should be hiskashus. Which doesn't mean you have to talk to him. He has to talk to him every day. But there's that inyan in that person's life of that hiskashus, of that kesha, of that chibur, that keeps a boy grounded in this world. It's missing, very, very, very much missing. Very much missing. Everything is departmental, you know? It's not a chibur, it's not a kesha. The same way every single doctor now, there's a doctor for the right hand, there's a doctor for the left hand. There's a doctor for this nostril, there's a doctor for this nostril. It's not mechubar, mekushar. That's what it is. There's no devik. Yispazul chaleva. Everything goes all over the place. Ad shebesof lo yishar etzli klum. Looks back on last year. Klum. Lo nishar klum. Nothing is left. What he was planning doesn't come out. Somebody who is missing in this area, who's lacking in this area of Yesod, he doesn't have that which binds all things together. Even though he has Chachma Bina Das, he's very smart. Chachma Bina Das, he has all this good stuff. Hello Kishra. But he didn't tie them together. Adam Mefuzer is a Mefuzer de Gemensch. But Chuma is Snafshay. Venu Ma'asev Koyche is Snafshay. Doesn't gather like Yosef at Tzadik is. Yosef's name means Yosef Asaf Elokim is Chaposi. It means to gather together. Yosef was gathering, always gathering together. His dreams, his life was a life of gathering, of bringing together, of Chiburim, of Kishurim. That was his whole life. The kasha lechaber midos of kulan ka'achas alatzmusa. Ka'achas alatzmusa. To bind together chachma with who I am, bina with who I am, chesed who am I, gevur who am I. How does gevur, who am I? And they shein lo midas yisod. Because midas yisod is the one that makes, is the devik between that characteristic and the person himself. That's the devik, that's the glue. Menela lo yishon mu'uma mikol midas of. So nothing came of all of his beautiful midas, smart, good, kind, all this stuff he's got, nothing happened. All of the midas are going here and going there, like the players on the team or the guys in the company. Everybody's all over the place. Lamaisa, leyeshar, biyodo klum. But lamaisa, nothing remains of it. A life that was, wasn't. What was this person's life? What did he do in his life? What did he accomplish? And everybody's saying, but he has such kaifas. He's such a talented person, such a good person. Well, what happened? What did he accomplish? What did he do with his life? What? What became of this person's life? You look back, what became of me? Without the midah of Yisod, it doesn't go. That's the managing. That's the chibur. That's the kesher. Okay, Mishnah, we'll continue. We'll continue next time.